WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. The saga of prominent New York politicians being indicted on corruption charges continues. The Republican establishment of Nassau County reeled on Thursday when the highest elected official and a town supervisor were indicted on charges of bribery, conspiracy, and extortion in connection with a businessman said to be seeking favors from public officials. Republicans narrowly hold a majority in the state Senate, and experts say these corruption charges in Nassau County may be enough to swing that majority to the Democrats. And who's the main alleged bribe giver? One of the same guys being looked at in connection with donations to Mayor de Blasio's election campaign and a related political fund. That investigation continues. Now, we should say nothing has been found on the mayor to date, and we don't know if anything ever will be. But a big player here is engaged in politics on both sides of the Queens-Nassau line. Here to talk with me about the scandal in Nassau County and other corruption charges in the area and investigations is William Rauschbaum, senior writer for The New York Times, who looks into things like this. Hi, William. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. It's good to be here.
So Nassau County Executive Edward Mangano and Oyster Bay Town Supervisor John Venditto, along with Mangano's wife, Linda, were named in a 13-count indictment alleging extortion, bribery, fraud, and obstruction charges. First, for those who are not Nassau residents, can you describe the two politicians? When did they get into office, and what's their governing style been like?
Well, I can't tell you exactly when Mr. Mangano was elected, but he's been in office for several years. He's a sort of, you know, the most powerful elected official in Nassau County. From his position as the Nassau County Executive, he wields a significant amount of power. And this is an investigation that's been going on for some time, for roughly 2 years. So
some of the numbers that we have on this, Mangano was elected in 2009. He beat Tom Suozzi, who's now running for Congress from a district that overlaps Nassau and a little bit of Queens. And as chief executive of the county of 1.3 million people, which would be one of the biggest cities in the country if it wasn't just a suburb of New York.
That's right.
Mangano has control over a $3 billion budget, 7,200 employees, of course, public works and social services, and the police. Now, the 13-count indictment says Mangano and Venditto received bribes and kickbacks for assistance in guaranteeing loans to Harendra Singh, a businessman. Who is Harendra Singh, for people who haven't heard that name before, and what exactly was allegedly exchanged?
Well, he's a restaurateur on Long Island. He also had a restaurant in Queens.
Water's Edge in
that
Queens?
That was Water's Edge, exactly. He is a guy who has been very active in a number of different ways. He has been close to Mr. Mangano. It's been reported by Newsday, which was focused on this story for quite some time, that he paid for vacations for Mr. Mangano. He was spending a fair amount of money that benefited Mr. Mangano after the search warrant the day that Mr. Mangano, his wife, and Mr. Venditto were arrested. The government seized a massage chair that was valued, according to the indictment, at upwards of $3,000, an equally expensive office chair, and a $7,500 watch, which were said to be gifts of Mr. Singh. So by the government's account, was quite generous with Mr. Mangano.
And Mr. Mangano, by the government's account, was quite generous with him, that Mr. Singh's businesses received two county contracts worth about $437,000 in 2012, one to supply bread and rolls to the Nassau County Corrections Center, and another to feed the county's emergency workers after Hurricane Sandy.
That's
right. Mr. Singh also a defendant here, or did he take a plea and turn state's evidence, or what's his situation?
Well, it's our understanding that he's cooperating both with the investigation into Mr. Mangano and his wife and Mr. Venditto, as well as the fundraising inquiry that's been going on for 6 months or so, focused on Mayor de Blasio. There are no public records that indicate that that he's pled guilty, but
has he been charged officially?
There are no public records that indicate that, but it's rare that someone would be cooperating and at this point would not have pleaded guilty. But it's quite possible that there are records of such a plea that are sealed. So,
right. And I don't want to misrepresent Mr. Singh's position in any way. If he hasn't been charged with the crime, then I don't want to say he's been charged with the crime.
I'm with you 100%, Brian.
Wouldn't that be a matter of public record if any individual is charged with a crime by the government?
Not at times when they're cooperating. There was an interesting little development, for lack of a better word, last week, that Mr. Singh's docket, the entire docket in his case, was sealed for a brief period of time, which apparently was a mistake, I'm told, made by one of the clerks, but it suggests that perhaps there might be some other sealed documents in connection with that case. Mm. But that's unclear. That's speculation on my part.
So would prosecutors have to prove that things like that $400,000 contract to supply bread and rolls to the Nassau County Correctional Center and feed the county's emergency workers after Sandy, that somehow Mr. Singh's businesses were not the most qualified? Because you can't – it's hard to prove that business given to a businessman is part of a kickback rather than something that they earned.
That's right. Well, I think they're going to have to prove that they were provided in exchange for something, for essentially quid pro quo, as the expression goes. One area that the government might present evidence would be Mr. Singh's fitness for those loans, which I think has been called into question. As far as the contracts go, I do believe that the contract for bread and rolls was I'm not sure if that was ever actually whether they ever actually completed that contract or provided the bread and rolls.
Meaning that they may have been paid for bread and rolls not delivered?
No, I don't mean to suggest that. I just mean that there was an agreement. I just don't know whether the contract ever went forward.
I see. Nassau County, of course, is also the home of Dean Skelos, who was the state Senate majority leader, who got brought down on corruption charges. So we have the state Senate majority leader from there, and now we have the Nassau County executive indicted. Does this tell a bigger story, or should we look at them as just two individuals?
Well, I think that that remains to be seen. You know, there these are hard cases to make, and you know, Nassau County has unfortunately a long reputation as a locus of political corruption. But to say, as I sit here, I certainly can't say whether or not this is the tip of the iceberg or simply these three people.
And I gather Mangano has had a good working relationship with Governor Cuomo?
That's my understanding, too. I think he endorsed him in the last election.
Mangano, the Republican Nassau County executive, endorsed the Democrat?
I believe that's right, yes.
Has Cuomo commented on the arrest?
Not that I'm aware of.
So let's go up river a bit to touch on the investigation. I guess not upriver. Let's go back into the city.
Along the coast, perhaps.
along the coast of the Long Island Expressway and the Northern State Parkway. On the investigation into Mayor Bill de Blasio's campaign fundraising, as it turns out, the same businessman, Harendra Singh, has donated to some of de Blasio's political funds and is also somebody who's being looked at in connection with those investigations. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it's our understanding that he is cooperating as well in that investigation, which is being conducted by a different U.S. Attorney's Office, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan. Mr. Singh had been seeking to renegotiate an agreement with the city related to his restaurant, The Water's Edge, which is on city property, basically, and has long that Mr. Singh's predecessor, from whom Mr. Singh bought the restaurant, had a lease with the city. It's a very complicated document that complicated document under which the rent was calculated under a very complex formula. And there was some a time came where if the city determined that Mr. Singh had been underpaying the rent, and in fact the city had been underbilling him for the rent, and in the course of renegotiating the lease, negotiating how the back rent should be paid and how much of it should be paid, and other matters related to the restaurant, there is an allegation that Mr. Singh sought assistance from City Hall that went beyond what might have been appropriate.
You reported last week on wide-ranging subpoenas issued to City Hall. What can you tell us?
Well, I don't think that's particularly new. They have been issued over a long period of time for a wide range of materials, and the city has been providing them, and the government has been going through those materials, and they've yet to result in any charges so far.
When do you think we'll know if they will or won't result in any charges? The mayor is going to be up for re-election next year. So as soon as we clear this election day in 2 weeks and a day, attention will start to turn in New York City to the mayoral election. And I'm sure prosecutors must feel at least a moral responsibility, an ethical one, if not a legal one, to when a prominent elected official who's up for re-election is under investigation like this, to either say, we have a crime to charge you with, or we've looked into you and decided there was nothing we can charge you with.
I think that's safe to say that they would feel that pressure and they would want to resolve this before then, or before even, you know, 6 months prior to the election. In terms of what their timeline is or what their thinking is on that, I'm really it's not something I'm familiar with.
William K. Rashbaum, investigative reporter for The New York Times. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More to come. Stay with us.